Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. The rapid build-up of NPAs in India began somewhere in the year 2006. It was from 2006 onwards that India witnessed an era of reckless, frivolous, negligent, corrupt, and the most careless lending. Banks gave away thousands of crores to the most undeserving borrowers, and what came out was mega NPAs. Statistics say that while the aggregate of loans given by banks in India, the aggregate figure was 18 lakh crores in the year 2006, it shot up to 36 lakh crores by the year 2009, which is, it doubled in a matter of 3-4 years. That was too rapid a buildup of loans by the Indian banking system, and it was not in tandem with the growth in the Indian economy. The Indian economy grew slower than this kind of a buildup of loans by the banking system. From 2009 to 2013 end, these loans went up by another 50%. So, by the end of 2013, the loans given by Indian banks was aggregating 54 lakh crores. From a mere 18 lakh crores in 2006, it went up three times to 54 lakh crores by the end of 2013. By this time, bankers had lost the capacity to lend. They had given away all their capital and bad loans, which they were not recovering. They were not able to recover their own loans, and they were in no position to actually give any further loans. Their own capital had been eroded. Their own capacity to lend was lost. And all that they were doing was a greening of accounts. They used to give loans on paper only to show repayment of old loans. The reality being that bankers had no money. They were themselves bankrupt. At this stage, bankers were deeply entrenched into the crime of corrupt lending. Bankers had committed crimes, and bankers were most eager to hide them. Whenever a crime is committed, the natural reaction of a criminal is to hide his crime, and that is what bankers also did. They did this by manipulating their balance sheets and financial statements. And what did they do? They did not disclose the NPAs that they had created. Bankers very consciously, very deliberately manipulated and window dressed their balance sheets. They did not disclose the NPAs. They did not disclose the losses incurred by them because of bad loans given. And they continued showing as if all was good. In reality, all was bad. As Raghuram Rajan says, they were even disclosing interest income, which in reality was illusory, because they were not receiving that interest income. When the loan had gone bad, where was the question of even receiving interest on the loan? But bankers were disclosing this kind of an illusory income also as they window dress their books of accounts. The recent investigations reveal that almost every bank led by the likes of Axis Bank, ICICI Bank, State Bank was guilty of window dressing of accounts, and every chairman in that tenure consciously undertook this exercise, of course, with the cooperation of complicit auditors. What had happened by now in India was there was a huge loot and plunder. Banks had been looted. Public deposits had been thrown away in bad loans. And bankers were not even willing to accept that reality. Because if they did that, they would have all gone into investigation by criminal agencies. And which criminal wants to be investigated and prosecuted? It was Raghuram Rajan who in October 2015 insisted that this could not continue any longer. And he forced banks to start disclosing the NPAs that they had accumulated. Bankers were initially reluctant, but later they had to toe the line. And banks now started declaring the NPAs that they had gathered. They did not do it in one shot, but they started continuing doing it. And today what we see is that officially the NPAs of banks in India have crossed 10 lakh crores. And what are we now witnessing? That the NPAs are so bad that the chances of recovery by banks are pathetic. In the second round of NPAs that is coming to the NCLT for resolution, the expected haircut of banks is 93%, which is banks will recover only 7% of the loans given. So if a bank had given a loan of 1,000 crores, it is only going to get back 70 crores. That is the kind of loot that has taken place in India. That is the kind of plunder that took place of public money. How did this take place? This took place completely with the blessings of the ruling party. It was not necessary for a borrower to have good credit rating. It was okay even if he was a defaulter. It was not needed that he needed to have a viable project. Bankers were not even bothered. They didn't even do a due diligence or an appraisal or a supervision or a monitoring of the project. What mattered was influence. So if a borrower had influence and he could go to the topmost politician of the ruling party, he or she was able to get a loan from the bank, which Mr. Modi calls telephone banking. So all you needed was approach. All you needed was influence. All you needed was accessibility. All you needed was acceptability by the ruling party, and you got your bank loan. These were of course given out for huge bribes, and it was known in the beginning itself that this money will not come back. So India witnessed an era of plunder. India witnessed an era of a huge economic blunder. And who was the person heading the country at that point of time? It was Mr. Manmohan Singh. And that is what we come to as the main part of today's little tidbits that we are talking. When the NPA scam took place, when the plunder of India took place, the Prime Minister was Mr. Manmohan Singh, an acclaimed economist, a former RBI governor, a former finance minister of the country. Was he not aware of the plunder and the loot that was taking place? Was he not aware that the public deposits were being just given away to the most unworthy looters of the country? Was he not aware that this kind of a plunder is going to impact the growth of India in the coming years? If he was not, he's not worthy of being called an economist. And if he was, then the question is, what was he doing? What was he doing when the country was being looted? When he, as an economist, as a former RBI governor, as a former finance minister of the country, should have understood it better than anybody, of what was the crisis that was building up in India? The sad reality is he did nothing. The sad reality is that political orders were just followed, and the Prime Minister, who was aware of the implications of the loot, was just watching. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.